This is Marketplace Tech Report from American Public Media for Monday, October 25th, 2010. I'm Steve Henn, in for John Moe. Election Day is just over a week away, but early voting has already started all over the country, including in Dallas, Texas. But when Don Railier tried to vote there on an electronic touchscreen machine, he got a bit of a surprise.
You know, I went to go vote, and I didn't pick a straight party button because I pick a variety of people, Republicans and Democrats and Libertarians. So I went through and started, and I just I selected a congressman from District 5, and that worked. And then I tried to select Rick, and it didn't work. Basically, it selected the all Green Party button, and then all the Green Party candidates were selected.
So what did you do then?
Well, I scratched my head and tried to select some other things, and I got some errors. And then I went back and clicked on the Green Party button, and that allowed me to deselect all the Green Party candidates.
Uh-huh.
So then I was like, oh, okay. And then I went back through and tried to select my votes again, and basically the same thing happened again. When I got down to Rick, it would reselected all the Green Party people.
So Don did what many of us would do these days. He took out his cell phone and shot a video of what happened. Then he posted it online.
Just by my first looking at it and not being there, it looks like it's a hoax.
Bruce Sherbert is Dallas County's election administrator.
It appears to me very clearly that the thumb is actually touching down on the screen, but the index finger is pointing to Rick Perry. So I absolutely think it is something that was manipulated to appear like he was touching for the Rick Perry spot and the Green Party lit up.
I am a bit surprised by that kind of reaction to dismiss it out of hand.
That's Alex Halderman. He's a computer scientist at the University of Michigan who spent years studying voting machines.
This is a known class of problems with touchscreen voting machines.
Alex, what could make a vote jump this way?
One possibility would be a mistake in the logic of the ballot. So this appears to be a fairly complicated kind of ballot with options to vote for an entire party's slate of candidates or options to vote for candidates from multiple parties individually. So designing a ballot like this is a little bit like creating a computer program. You have to get the logical rules correct. If you don't get those rules right, it's possible that things can misbehave in certain configurations. It's basically a software bug.
How concerned are you about these kinds of machines and their widespread use?
These machines just are not transparent. There is no way that the voter can observe the process of the votes being counted and know that it was done correctly and honestly. Researchers have found studying machines of this type that they can be reprogrammed. In fact, I've done several studies of different machines like this and have reprogrammed them myself to demonstrate how fraud could occur. But the bottom line is, if there isn't a paper record that people can manually count and audit, then it's entirely possible that fraud or even malfunctions like this could slip by undetected.
Unless, of course, you pull out your phone and capture the error on video. But if you happen to live in Dallas or lots of other places, that's illegal. So once Don found out about that, he pulled his video off the web. But you can still check out a screenshot from Don's video at our website, marketplacetech.org. Another story we're following online? If you use the new iMovie software to make movie trailers, don't try to recreate the Universal Studios icon. Apple's iMovie software recognizes that image and blocks the word Universal out. No word yet on whether Apple can block the MGM lion. Producer Larissa Anderson joins us now with the latest news from space.
Yes, Steve, it's the first official extraterrestrial Foursquare check-in. International Space Station commander and NASA astronaut Doug Wheelock is the first human being to use a location-based service from space. Space, Steve. He checked in on Friday and got the first ever NASA Explorer badge.
But what's Foursquare doing in space?
Well, it's part of this program they've got with NASA. So when Doug Wheelock gets back, you'll be able to get a NASA Explorer badge too. NASA will have lots of other space-related places across the country. You go there, check in, learn about space, get your badge. But really, I think Doug Wheelock is just always going to get to be the mayor of space.
I wonder how Neil Armstrong feels about that. You can follow us from Earth at marketplacetech.org. John Moe will be back tomorrow. I'm Steve Henn. This is Marketplace Tech Report.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.